From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein says he is appalled by the apparent collapse of a ceasefire agreement in Aleppo. Zayd said the resumption of bombing by the Syrian government and their allies on the area packed with civilians is almost certainly a violation of international law and most likely constitutes a war crime. White House spokesman Josh Earnest expressed U.S. concern.
It's heartbreaking. It's tragic when you see a government commit atrocities against its own people using the military might of the state. That is a failed government.
Elsewhere in Syria, a U.S. general says Islamic State militants captured heavy weapons, possibly including air defense equipment, when they retook the Syrian town of Palmyra. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he personally killed suspected drug traffickers during his two-decade tenure as mayor of the city of Davao. Duterte made the admission Monday during a speech before a group of businessmen, boasting that he would ride around the city in his motorcycle looking for a confrontation so he could kill.
But in Davao, I used to do it personally, just to show to the guys that if I can do it, why can't you?
Duterte's admission came amid defense of his crackdown on suspected drug dealers since taking office in June. The Chinese military has apparently erected anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems on artificial islands it has built in the South China Sea. A U.S. research organization says the systems are a prelude to deploying combat aircraft to disputed territory. Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative Director Gregory Poling talked to VOA. This is VOA News.